He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is January the 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we now have our five-day indicator in for January. That's not the main one, but it is a clue. The entire month of January is a little bit more reliable. It's called the January effect. As January goes, so goes the market, so the saying goes, and it's accurate about 88% of the time. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a probabilities guy. That's why I've been busy watching since the turn of the clock on a new year, the turn of the calendar, for how January goes, and I'll report here during the show as to my observations. But as for today, we have the Dow up 26 points so far. The Dow is at 16,488. The NASDAQ is up almost 9 points. The NASDAQ, which had a huge day yesterday, despite a drop in the Dow, NASDAQ's been bucking the trend. The NASDAQ is up almost 9 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,174. The S&P 500 up about 4 points to 1,841. Gold holding steady at 1225. Crude oil. Can this be right? $87.48. No wonder the airline stocks are taking off once again. $87.48. I haven't seen it at that level in a long time. The euro's at 1.36, and that pesky 10-year yield is at 2.98%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am on a short trip again on the road. I'm going to put, hopefully, the finishing touches on a few projects here. We have the PC version of the app, which is now in beta testing mode. And I'm the guy that has to put the finishing touches on it. We've had the line cooks add their little pieces to it. The sous chef, the guy that does the vegetables, the guy that does the garnishes. But I'm the head chef. And when it fits my palate and tastes good to my palate, then it's going to go out there on the street. And the much heralded Best Stocks Now app, now available on the Apple device and on the Android device, will be available to anybody that has a computer anywhere in the world. So we'll be putting the finishing touches, hopefully, on that project this weekend. I'm also striving to put the finishing touches on a book that I started. That's about 70-80% done right now. And thirdly is the mutual fund app. We've got that thing real close to being done. Boy, that thing's going to be powerful. It's going to have like 7,000 or 8,000 mutual funds in it. And I know from experience that you got to be in the best ones. How did the bond funds do last year? The bond mutual funds. Ask Bill Gross at PIMCO how his total return fund did, or how his intermediate duration term bond fund did. You had to be in the right mutual funds last year. If I'm not mistaken, Fidelity's gold fund was down almost 60% last year. It's a fund that invests in gold miners. And yet Fidelity's biotech fund was up over 50% last year. That's a wide gap. Down 69 on the one hand, up 51 on the other hand. What is that, 120 points? That's a huge gap. You got to be in the right mutual funds. If you own a 401k at work, if you've got children, grandchildren that you're putting away money for their college funds, you got to be in the right fund. So that mutual fund app is also a priority for me this weekend. I'll be getting together with the co-developer of the Best Stocks Now app, He lives in the Sacramento and between Sacramento and the Bay Area. He commutes into the Bay Area every day for his day job, where he's a computer programmer for one of the largest companies in America. I've known him since the third grade. And together, we hammered out, developed the Best Stocks Now app, which has had hundreds of thousands of downloads. It's exceeded our wildest imagination. But I knew I had something when I was developing it because of the revelations that I was finding in the market, especially during the watershed year of 2008. Revelations like the fact that some asset classes did well that year. Some asset classes like bonds and gold were actually positive in 2008, while the stock market was down 38%. And it pointed out the fact to me that being in the right asset classes can make a big difference. Let's just keep it simple to begin with. We only have 33 choices. I pretty much handpicked from a huge field, a huge ocean, the sectors of the ocean that I felt like represented owning all of the asset classes, from short-term duration bonds to gold to cash to internationals to emergings. I came up with 33 different asset classes. So if you just keep it simple right there to begin with, and you focus on being in the right asset classes at the right time, that's a huge advantage that you have over the asset allocator. A huge advantage that you have. Of course, you don't want to be caught on the wrong side of the ledger. That's why I had to make my rankings and my numbers and my formulas, I had to make them so that they weren't too sensitive, because if they were too sensitive, you'd be getting whipsawed in and out. How many times did we get whipsawed in and out last year? Never. We followed a trend. Trends don't always do that. Sometimes trends get whipsawed, but for the most part, trends stay in place for quite some time. And I had to make the formulas sensitive enough to pick up changes in the asset classes when the leaderboard starts to change. Very important to detect when that starts to happen and not get caught. Because those leading asset classes from last year are also the most vulnerable ones as we enter into 2014, aren't they? The biotechs are vulnerable, but yet they continue to explode to the upside. I was absolutely shocked by yesterday's action, wherein the Dow was getting clobbered and my stocks were hitting new highs. My accounts were hitting new highs. We had a huge day yesterday. Jazz Pharmaceutical blows up to the upside once again. You could Google my name, Bill Gunderson, Jazz Pharmaceutical, J-A-Z-Z. You can find the articles that I've written about the stock. In fact, in September, I said this is the one biotech stock that you don't want to miss. And I believe since September, it's been one of the biggest winning biotech stocks in the entire market. In fact, the co-developer of the app, Douglas Apperly, I call him, you know, it's funny, his name is Apperly. He had App in his blood from the day he was born. And now his nickname is Apperly. Him and I together at our age, two guys that have known each other since the third grade, hammered out new technology. We blaze new ground. Not easy as your mind gets older. We're not in college anymore. But I've kept in touch with the latest developments in computers. In fact, Apperly got me my first computer, an old K-Pro. It weighed about 400 pounds. No, not really, but it seemed like it. And it had a spreadsheet with 20 rows and 20 columns. It was VisiCalc. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven. And now I look at the technology that's in our hands today, and it just absolutely blows away. Anyways, Apperly invested in Jazz a month ago, and he reported yesterday to me that that position for him is up $33,000. And he always adds to his tweets, and I found it using the Best Stocks Now app. No wonder it's had hundreds of thousands of downloads, and I think it's going to be just as powerful for mutual funds. I already know because I've tested it. I have many mutual funds in my database. My mutual fund portfolio was up over 30% last year. It works on mutual funds. ETFs are next. I have a lot of ETFs in my database now, but we're also going to separate out just the ETFs and create the ETF app in addition to the mutual funds app, the stocks app, which always starts with the best asset classes now, the best sectors in the market now, and the best stocks in the market now. And where are they? What is the app telling us today? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, as I look at the market here, the first 5 days of this year, we have the S&P actually down 0.6% year to date. So the five-day indicator points to a questionable year, tough year in the market. But the five-day indicator, you know what? Look, we're coming off a year where there were a lot of big profits made. And I think the first few weeks of this year, that's why I put up the yellow caution flag in my newsletter last week. I'm still fully invested. But I just thought, you know what? We've got a lot of unknowns out there. We've got a new Fed chairman who hasn't said anything really of note yet as her official in her official capacity as the Fed chairman. Chairwoman. Should we call her chairwoman? I don't know. I don't want to sound sexist here. I've been saying Fed chairman for the last 30 years. But Janet Yellen, we need to hear from her a little bit. We need to see which of the sectors are going to assume leadership here in the market in 2014. And so far, you know, with the small sampling that we have, I've seen three sectors that are shining right now. Number one, the biotech sector. Where have you heard this before? When I see the explosion to the upside in a Jazz Pharmaceutical like yesterday and many other biotech stocks, I tweeted out several yesterday. I probably sent out 10 or 12 tweets, which is about double my normal Twitter feed, because there were a lot of breakouts yesterday. It was hard to believe to look at the market down, 66, even 100 at one point in time. Seeing all these stocks breaking out to the upside. So number one, I've seen the biotech stocks pretty much picking up where they left off, if anything, gathering steam once again. If you don't believe me, look at the IBB, which is the ETF for the biotech sector. Look at the chart yesterday. Look at how it broke out to new highs yesterday. That's the entire sector. And you can also see stocks underneath that make up that sector, like Biogen, BIIB, like Jazz Pharmaceutical, JAZZ, and like the stock I'm going to talk about next here, which is also very high on my list. In fact, it's the number 5 rated stock in the Best Stocks Now app at the current time. And you know why biotechs? I don't know. Look, we're making a lot of breakthroughs. Today, we have a company that's up 108%. Yesterday, it was in my app as an A-minus stock. I don't own the stock. This is a stock that no quarterback would want to own in the NFL. It's named Intercept Pharmaceutical. Maybe Tony Romo's got some kind of, that's a bad shot on Dallas. Even worse, Andy Dalton. Oh, man, does he throw the picks? Anyways, Intercept Pharmaceutical is not the one I'm going to feature today, but it should be noted that they have a drug that is very effective on cirrhosis of the liver. Not the kind caused by alcoholism. That's why you want to avoid that stuff, in my opinion. But the stuff that is hereditary. Cirrhosis of the liver. Liver. I know people over the years that have had bad livers. And I've known people that were bad livers, and that created bad livers, right? That's not good. But Intercept Pharmaceutical, look at that thing today. It's up $178 per share today. You could have found it using my app. I didn't. It was number 3. It was in my top. It was an A-minus, and I look at anything A-minus or better. And I did give it a gander yesterday, but didn't see really anything out of the ordinary. And then today it's up $178. But one that I did see a very nice stock chart on is another San Diego company. I believe it's a San Diego company. Let me just make sure of that. It used to be, yeah, Carlsbad, California, which is home to Legoland. Got some little tykes, bring them out to San Diego, stay in Carlsbad, California, and take them to Legoland, and they can build to their heart's content. But there's also a company there. In fact, I used to know the CFO of the company many moons ago, and I've had the CEO of the of the company on my radio show, I believe, many moons ago. If it's still the same guy, his name was Jay Crooks. Hard to invest in a company run by a crook, but he's done a wonderful job. The name of the company is Isis Pharmaceutical. There was also a Bob Dylan song by the name of Isis. I'm not sure what Isis stands for, I-S-I-S, but I know what they do. They have treatments using anti-sense technology, which is the same technology, I believe, at Alnylam, which was a huge winner last year, and several other biotechs. Isis Pharmaceutical has put up some big numbers here recently. You know me, and you know how I like stocks that perform. Over the last 5 years, Isis has been delivering 25% per year. Now, this is a volatile thing. It's currently a $5 billion mid-cap U.S. stock. Sweet spots in the market continue to be number one, U.S. domestic stocks. Last time I looked, Carlsbad was part of the continental United States of America. Mid-caps and small caps, $5 million fits right into that area, and biotechs. So you've got three things going for you so far. And now throw in performance. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 60% per year, while the market's been delivering 13% per year. And over the last 12 months, Isis is up 253%. You say, does it have any gas left in the tank? Well, we look at their pipeline of drugs that they have, and there's gas in the tank. How far it will go, we don't know. How many drugs will they develop? We don't know. Will they be bought out by a bigger biotech? We don't know. But we can look to the stock chart and how it's performing and what the sentiment is on the stock at the current time. You know, I'm not a guy who believes in technical analysis only. And I know people like that. They rely solely on technical analysis. And I'm not a guy that relies on valuations only. And I'm not a guy who relies on performance or momentum or relative strength only. I like to combine all three. I like to increase the probabilities as best I can to favor me and not the market. And I still get beat up from time to time with individual stocks that had those characteristics and it didn't pan out. But I just feel like if I have those characteristics in my back pocket, I'm carrying a little bit of an advantage going into the game. Isis Pharmaceutical has a terrific stock chart. It had an explosion higher yesterday, and it's breaking out today. Out of 3,773 stocks that I follow here at Gunderson Capital Management, Isis is ranked number 5. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we're looking at what's working in this market so far. We know we had a terrific year in 2013, a year that doesn't come along too often. A year that sent the S&P 500 up, 26%, something like that. But it was a year that you had to be in the right asset classes. Because if you were in an asset allocation, which included a big slug of bonds and a sliver of gold and a dash of the emerging and international markets, you really missed out big time in 2013. And when those opportunities come along like that, you've got to really take advantage of those opportunities. Just like when the big drubbings come along in the market, You have to do your best to batten down the hatches and maybe even try to find those things that are working. That's another thing I learned as I was developing the app. In 2008, a lot of things worked. Dollar Tree was up 66%. AutoZone was up 23%. People would have thought, like people today probably think Gunderson's an expert on the biotech stocks. Well, it just so happens that that's where the money is right now. Jesse James was an expert on banks because the money was there. If you'd have listened to me back in 2008, you thought I would have been an expert on the dollar stocks, the pawn shops, the liquor stocks. That's what was working in 2008, believe it or not. Unfortunately, I didn't have the app working yet. I was developing it. And I'm glad that I had that experience of 2008. And I'm glad that I had that experience of the year 2000, being in on one of the biggest runs that the market has ever made, and also witnessing and watching a NASDAQ go from 5,000. You know, it was at 5,000 for just 2 days. I believe it hit 5,046 one day, and then like 5,023 the next day, and it hasn't seen 5,000 since. That was 13 years ago. In fact, from that 5,000 level of the NASDAQ, we eventually saw 1,000. 80%. We saw an 80% drop in the NASDAQ in the space of about 2 years. What went wrong? Well, I could tell you what went wrong. Valuation went wrong. When bubbles come along, people lose their rational sense of thinking, whether it's tulip bulbs, whether it's dot-com stocks, or whether it's single-family homes. It feel like the bus is leaving the station, and you better get on and get your piece before it's too late. Rational people do irrational things, and there will be more bubbles in the future. Maybe there's a biotech bubble brewing right now. Was there a bond bubble? Not to the extreme that there was a dot-com bubble, but when the 10-year yield on the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury hit 1.25%, I would say there was definitely a bond bubble. Now we're clear back up to 3%. So anyways, I learned a lot in the year 2000. I learned a lot in the year 2008. Who knows what the next big drubbing will look like, what it will be caused by, how swift it will be. And there's no guarantees that we won't get swept down the river with it if it happens very quickly, but we're going to do our best to keep our guard up, to watch that leaderboard, to watch those asset class rankings, to watch those sector rankings, and most importantly, to watch those stock charts. Because that's, to me, that's where trouble first shows up. Just like when you fine-tune when to buy a stock, I see it in the stock charts personally. That's where I find it. I personally like stocks that aren't too extended on the upside. They're in an uptrend. They have an upward bias, and maybe they're just breaking out and beginning a new uptrend. To me, that's the sweet spot. That's just me. Everybody else has their own way of buying and trading. But just like I see the, and I'm able to fine-tune those buy points, I also see the trouble showing up first in the stock charts. And when those stock charts start to turn lousy, it's time to move on. And generally speaking, when the stock chart's turning lousy, the grade is dropping. The rank of the stock is dropping. It all kind of goes together. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it's over for the stock. Sometimes they can recover. Sometimes they can be shocked back into life, but for the most part, it's time to move on. And who knows when, how long a lifespan is of a stock that you own is. It may be a few days. I had a couple of few day stocks last year where I just, you know, I can't say I made a mistake. I'd say they had all the probabilities, but even then, if you put the probabilities in your favor, it's not 100%. It's not infallible. But in the end, the aggressive portfolio was up right around 40% for 2013. So I think we hit more than we missed. And I think that people that had their clients in asset allocations are going to spend the first few months of this year explaining to their clients why they should stick with this Nobel Prize winning theory of modern portfolio theory, which has not delivered the goods. I'd like to see what kind of house that my friend in San Diego who won that Nobel Prize lives in. He better live in a mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, in one of the biggest homes, if it's such a good theory. Just something to think about. Anyways, let's take a look at another stock here. I haven't talked about this stock since March of last year. That's the last time I featured the stock. I think the stock that had the most page views ever when I wrote about it was a gun stock, because I pointed out the fact that the gun stocks were outperforming even gold at that time, and that was a few years ago. There's only a few gun stocks, and you may have a thing against owning a gun stock. Okay, fine. I have a thing against owning marijuana stocks. You might have a thing against owning gun stocks, but the gun stocks are delivering. I think the people in Texas, the people in Missouri, they don't care. They'll own a gun stock because they've got a locker full of guns and ammo down in the basement. I grew up in a family. My dad was a hunter. We had shotguns in the closet and shotgun shells and hunting vests and a hunting dog. And we ate birds, ducks, doves, quail, pheasants. Yeah, it's just part of our family life. So I don't have a problem personally with guns. I don't think guns cause the crimes. I think criminals cause the crimes, but that's a whole nother subject. Let's talk about a gun stock instead. Have you ever pulled up behind a truck and you park behind it and there's a Labrador in the back looking at you with glaring his teeth at you? And there's a bumper sticker that says this truck is protected by Smith & Wesson. I don't know about you. I tend to find a new parking spot or I don't get too close. You don't want to get like 6 inches off this guy's bumper. Give him plenty of room so he can exit gracefully. Smith & Wesson is headquartered in Springfield, Massachusetts. Smith & Wesson, SWHC, is an $823 million small cap company. Number one, it's a U.S. stock. Domestic stocks continue to rule the roost here in the market. They have for about 15 months now. At some point it will change, but for now, U.S. stocks still rule the market. Smith & Wesson is a small cap stock. In fact, I would call it a small cap value stock. And that's been a leading asset class now for the last 15 months. And as we sit here today, it's still a leading asset class. Smith & Wesson has a P.E. ratio of just 7 right now. That's why I classify it as a small cap value stock. The performance of the stock has been sensational. Over the last 10 years, Smith & Wesson's delivered 23.1% per year. Compound those returns out. And of course, that compares with the market, which has delivered 5% per year. Over the last 5 years, Smith & Wesson has delivered 37% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 57%, and it's up 62% over the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A. Now, the valuation is even a better story. Smith & Wesson is trading at 10 times forward earnings. It's expected to continue to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years, meaning that it's trading with a PEG ratio of just 0.35 out of 3,773 stocks. Smith & Wesson comes in at number 26. And oh yeah, you might want to look at the stock chart today. SWHC. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, as we look for direction here in 2013, 14, you say, well, why should it make a difference? Aren't we going to just pick up where we left off in during the last year? Not necessarily. You know, that calendar change, whatever it is, it's a psychological thing. And things set in, profit taking sets in, rebalancing of portfolios sets in. Rethinking the leaders of last year, rethinking the laggards of last year. That's why I've been stepping a little bit cautiously. I have made about three or four buys, however, this week that will show up in this week's newsletter. And of course, I will be writing the newsletter this Friday. It will go out Saturday morning at some point in time. And I make a very generous offer. No strings attached. You can get 4 weeks if you like it. Fine. If you don't, line your birdcage with it, pwstreet.com. But it will go over the leading asset classes in the market, the tone that the market is setting so far this year, the leading sectors in the market, and it will have those model portfolios, including one for 401k owners. It's mutual fund based only. Soon there will be a mutual fund, best mutual fund app out there on the market. Working on that this weekend. I have an aggressive growth portfolio, which contains about 25 to 30 stocks. It was up roughly 40% last year, and I have a conservative growth portfolio, and I have an income portfolio, which was up 22% last year. That's the one I'm proudest of, because it was not a good year for income stocks, but I apply the same formulas and the same screening process, filtering process. Doesn't matter if it's an aggressive stock, if it's a large cap, blue chip, mega chip stock, if it's an income, a dividend producer, or if it's a bond ETF, they all get equal weighting. They all begin with equal opportunity. But in the end, the screens are brutal. It's tough. Just like whether they have the NFL camp or these college prospects, they got to, or the Navy SEALs. I watch the Navy SEALs train in the harbor below me. It's rigorous. It's tough. Very few survive. I look at the stock market the same way. You want to own the very best ones. You don't want to have mediocrity. Mediocrity, if there's a word I hate, and if there's a result that I hate, it's mediocrity. How many restaurants have you eaten at? You said, you know, it's just mediocre. Ah, come on. Let's excel. Let's have the very best. I don't want a mediocre baseball team in my town. Fortunately, I have one. I don't have a mediocre football team. But at least this year, they're pretenders to the throne. We never know. We've got a shot. We're in it. We're in the big dance. We're down to the final eight. Let's see if we can dance on in. Coming in through the back door. I don't like mediocrity, and I don't want a mediocre portfolio. And here is the one theme that I would say so far, early in the year, right? 5 days into the year. We've had five trading days. We're down 0.6% on the S&P 500. Here's the theme that I see emerging. If ever there was a year to be a stock picker, it's this year. This is a stock picker's market. I think Thursday or Wednesday of this week was a perfect example. The Dow was down 100 points at one point in time. Yet internally, looking at individual stocks, I saw many that were breaking out with a vengeance that day. Yelp, Pandora, Jazz Pharmaceutical, Isis Pharmaceutical, and others. Stock picking. It's a market of stocks. And even as I begin my trip through the market today, which I've already begun, I've looked at several, I see a couple that are breaking loose, even though we have a downdraft in the market again. I see American Airlines, AAL, breaking out, popping to a new high today. I see even Alcoa, and I see others that are breaking out, bucking the trend. I think it's a stock picker's market this year. I think when all is said and done, we'll look back and say, yeah, the market had a dull year. It was up 5%. But internally, there were a lot of big winners in the market. That's my gut feel right now as to how 2014 is going to go. Now, you have to determine how you're going to find those stocks. You're going to buy the ones with the lowest PE ratios and the lowest price to sales ratios and the lowest price to book value ratios. Then you're a value investor. Go ahead, do that. See how it does for you. Or you're going to buy the momentum stocks, the ones that are flying off the shelf, regardless of their valuation. Personally, I have a hard time with that. I think that valuation has to be the part of the puzzle. I'm a child of the late 90s and early 2000 in the investing world. I saw the best of times. I saw the greatest quarter that the market ever had, the last quarter, the fourth quarter of 1999. And then I saw the NASDAQ hit 5,000 for 2 days, 4 months later, and then I saw it plunge to 1,000. You think that was a valuation lesson? Remember those dot-com stocks trading at those high multiples? You better believe it was a valuation lesson. And then there's those that say, well, I'm just going to watch the stocks that are breaking out of early trends. Regardless of their fundamentals, you're not going to look at the valuations on them. Regardless of their performance, relative performance against all the others out there. Yeah, you may find one that's breaking out on a technical basis, but there may be 1,000 stocks that are better than that one. So I just believe my own stock picking methodology is to combine all of those disciplines, technicals, fundamentals, and performance, relative strength performance. And I have it in a nice little neat package that creates a spreadsheet for me every day that ranks 3,800. I go through them. I created an interface for users at home that they can follow along on their iPhone, their iPad, their Android, their Samsung tablet, and soon it will be ready for the PC so everybody can follow along. I send out 5, 6, 7 tweets every day on the very best things that I see. I go on record, I put my neck on the line, and I publish my newsletter every week, and I manage money for people all across America. We're pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.